From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said he is considering a brand new order on immigration after an appellate court unanimously ruled against his order barring refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the U.S. He said such a move might be faster than defending the current rule in court. Trump has previously said he had no doubt the government attorneys would be able to overcome the appellate court's decision. President Trump is hosting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at his vacation home in the state of Florida. During Mr. Abe's visit to the White House Friday, Mr. Trump spoke about the relationship between Washington and Tokyo.
The bond between our two nations and the friendship between our two peoples runs very, very deep. This administration is committed to bringing those ties even closer.
Mr. Abe said he and President Trump had reached an agreement on a new framework for economic talks, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership will be among the topics they will be discussing. Mr. Trump said any trading relationship between the two countries must be, in his words, free, fair, and reciprocal. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, visiting one of the most fortified stretches of the U.S. border with Mexico, says he would take no severe measures regarding federal funds for U.S. sanctuary cities. Last month, the Trump administration, which continues its plan to build a wall between the two countries, said it would cut off federal grants for cities that shelter immigrants illegally. And Afghan officials say a suicide car bomber hit a military vehicle Saturday, killing at least seven people and wounding many others in Helmand province. A spokesman for the Taliban insurgency claimed responsibility for the bombing. This is VOA.